listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
That track from Bon Iver, PDLF, is it? Nice. Hey, guess what? I went out and I bought some patio furniture. I was supposed to go to Newfoundland this summer, go visit my aunt's wife. She lives just around the Stevensville area, and there's about 1,100 people in total. So we were planning on flying out there in July, but then again, this COVID thing hit, airlines were shutting down, blah, 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 blah. And then we were like trying to weigh with the idea of, hey, do we fly out there? But when we get there, if they are having flights in late July, do we have to like be isolated and quarantined for 2 weeks? And then when we come back to Ontario, what's it going to be like? We have no idea. It's like zero idea. And we'll have to quarantine again for two weeks. So should we do this? Should we not do this? Like, because we put some money aside to do this, to go do a little bit of traveling, right? Go hang out in Newfoundland. I highly recommend seeing all of Canada, but I've been kind of falling in love with the East Coast of Canada all over again. I just wanted to go out and hang out there for the summer. But that's not going to happen because of this nonsense. So I took the money and I went and bought a patio furniture, like a dining room, outdoor dining room set, and like a side area where people could sit. And so I figure, you know, once we're allowed to have like more than 10 people over or something, at least we'll just entertain in the yard. I mean, is that what we're doing now? Because I know this social distancing when it comes to like live shows or maybe even going to theater might be a bit much or a stretch for us to do. But I did read the other day that they are actually opening up drive-in theaters. So, you know, that might be cool. So, yeah, I spent some money on a patio set. So this whole summer, I'm just going to hang out in the yard and do that and garden like a little old British nanny.
All right, next set of music here, some Deep Sea Diver, Chong Nomad, which started things off. Car Seat Headrest here on Steel City Music.
Thank you. imagine that girl would sing.
Ending of that song. That's pretty cool. A little howl there as well. Deep Sea Divers, Stop Pretending. You also heard Chung the Nomad, of course. Ghosts in the Shower was the track. And Car Seat Headrest with Martin. Starting to get those little kinks and everything. I've been doing a lot of work just because, you know, some stuff that we can't do just because of our jobs, but now I can and everything. So I've been going through the back. We had this giant brick pool shed. No more pool, just a pool shed. And I've been going through all the tools that my late great father-in-law had acquired over the years because he was quite the gardener. And the guy had like 7 spades, 5 rakes, like all of the, I don't even know what half of this stuff is. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a terrible gardener. I've just been pulling weeds and doing the best I can. But I don't even know. I don't even know what the bulk of this stuff is. So with the help of my wife, we tore the pool shed apart and we pulled a bunch of stuff out. We've been sorting it. So some stuff we're going to, like, I don't know, maybe donate to like a tool place that gives out garden tools. I don't know. Can we even donate yet, by the way? Yeah, because some places I read aren't accepting donations. So I got to figure that out. But I'm sitting here recording. I'm just like, as I'm like trying to do stuff, you can feel the kinks if you haven't used those muscles in your back for a while. I'm a broken down old man. I really am. It's so funny. All right. So in this next set of music, you will hear... let's do Raven Lene, a track from her, Pedro the Lion. But starting things off, Kishibashi for a cool one here on Steel City Music.
Thank you. astride that yellow bike. My kingdom for someone. Some folks are loners, and you learn from them. If you've always been a joiner, on the move again. But if you keep your legs pumping, despite everything, well, you can take that.
That's kind of an awkward ending to it, didn't it? Sticky. Raewyn, what's her name again? Raewyn Linnae. That's it. I was listening to that the other day, and I thought it was really cool, but I never really paid attention to that last part of the song. It's got such a weird little ending to it. I found it a little awkward. That's all. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music on the Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m.
This last set to take us out of this hour, you will hear Mortal Coil. Very, 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 very cool track. Song to the Siren. It's a Tim Buckley track, actually. Jeff Buckley's father. He was a renowned singer-songwriter in the late 60s and early part of the 70s. He had a lot of really cool albums out. He was very well respected, critically acclaimed, but he could never achieve that superstar status. A lot of people said he was like this really, he was Bob Dylan, but sexy and good looking. And I read that as a quote and I thought, well, kind of sad you're crapping on Bob Dylan like that, but you know, he was a good looking guy, but he had his own demons and drug addictions and that sort of thing. And he died at a very young age. I think it was like 31 or something like that, which is about the same as his son, Jeff Buckley, who actually died at a very young age too. Another great singer songwriter from the 70s, late 90s, actually. Early 2000s, he just actually got off a riverboat and went for a swim in the Mississippi River and just drowned, apparently. Really weird stuff. But yeah, you'll hear Song to the Siren from this Mortal Coil covers it. And this came out in like the late 80s, I believe, or somewhere around that time period. And also you'll hear Television as well, Marquee Moon. It's got this really cool guitar line in it. It gets a little infectious and everything. So I thought, you know, I haven't heard that in a long time. I'll throw that one in the set. And also Gus Gus, which I heard Gus Gus a while back. And I totally forgot. I was listening to CFMU, and one of the DJs was playing. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You know, yeah. And I made a mental note of it, but I never really looked up Gus Gus and to find out more about the music and everything. So then, of course, I fell down the music rabbit hole the other day working on some stuff, and I came across this track called "Over" from Gus Gus. I went, you know what? I should put that in the show. So there you go. So that'll end up this hour of music. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Any feedback, concerns, hit up steelcitymusic.ca. You can download some of the past interviews of people around town who have been talking to and other fun stuff. But right now, some Gus Gus for you on Steel City Music here on The Hawk.
Try to make CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
We'll be right back. hesitating. Get back! Move!
Turn them loose. He said to turn loose of him.
I'm not. So go home.
I swear to God. Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't bluffing.
You're not as stupid as you look. Now tell him to get back.
Go on now, get back.
Go on! Billy!
He'll kill me.
And you. Music lover, you're next.
Drunk piano player. You're so drunk, you can't hit nothing. In fact, you're probably seeing double.
I have two guns, one for each of you.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Back to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Summer music. I put a call out on Facebook. What's your favorite summer songs? I mean, summer started
last week, but we can celebrate it now. And I'll be playing summer music all summer, because summer, it's summertime. Yes, time to feel a beat. Okay, lots of cool music this hour, plus some interviews, and hey, let's start things off with By Divine Right, Come for a Ride, on Steel City Music.
Come for
from Japandroids here. I hope you're doing well. Just wanted to speak to you briefly about independent venues. Some people are saying as many as 90% of independent music venues in Canada are in danger of closing permanently. That is very sad and very scary. As a musician and as a music lover, independent venues have been an important source of community. Made a lot of my best friends going to shows, playing shows. You know, let's do what we can to support these venues in their time of need. Let's contact our government officials. Let's sign up some petitions. Let's do what we can to help. Let's make sure those venues are still around whenever we get to the point where we can have live.